If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Is it better?
Testing a little too much all the way. That's all the way down.
Is that better?
Hello?
Hello.
No, I'm not getting nothing.
Hey, can you hear me now?
There we go.
Okay. It's very sensitive. Like, it's just like a little turn and it's like
just a little.
Too much.
That's better.
So how's your week been? Fellas, has it been good?
Dude, this last week at work has been horrid. We were wall-to-wall people on Monday day long.
Well, with everybody, all the stuff happening in our government, everybody's needing
school's
help.
School being out, then everybody's coming in, and it's,
They're like, oh, we can't afford to feed these kids all summer long. We need some assistance.
Mm-hmm.
It's expensive, especially teenagers. If you've got house full of teenage kids, that's just a never-ending eating pit.
Mm-hmm.
They never get full.
No, they don't.
Well, I know a few people like that who are adults who never get full either.
Right.
We call them in our friends group the bottomless pit.
Yeah. You're just where does it go?
And I've heard Josh be called that a couple times.
My son-in-law. A couple times.
My son-in-law, I call him the bottomless pit.
That's right.
And my uncle.
You won't hit the bottom, but pick a side and stick to it.
know if we have anything left.
She just ignored
me. My uncle will take it and eat it.
Like a billy goat.
He is. And he's a beanpole. He's tall and skinny. You'd think that he'd gain a little bit of weight.
Yeah, but you can be tall and skinny and you still be unhealthy.
See, that's offensive too, calling us bean poles. I've been called that too. Not really offensive where it hurts my feelings, but
you have feelings?
No, only horny. No, the old ladies at the nursing home used to call me that bean pole.
Well,
how would you like me to call you a hippo? Like, you know, there's no bean pole. Speaking of that, when I get home today, I'm going to plant some green beans. I planted a tomato and then a piece of it fell off. So mom propagated that and it rooted. So we're going to have two tomato plants. And I really like fresh green beans. I don't care for canned ones at all.
I don't care for the fresh ones.
I do. I saute them till they're nice and caramelized with some garlic.
Yeah, the only thing that I like them in is sausage, green beans, and potatoes.
See, I hate that. That's one of my least favorite meals. I will never eat it again in my life.
The only time I ever have it is during harvest season when my aunt gives me fresh green beans.
We just had it so much growing up, and I didn't care for it. But I have Grandma Waters, she used to grow green beans and she would can them. And she had the best canned green bean recipe. I don't know what she did to it.
Aunt Kathy, my Aunt Kathy, they always, every year, they can everything. They freeze everything. You know, they have big gardens and she'll make green beans.
The best.
They're so good.
And they get so soft when they're canned. But her recipe was just, I don't know what she did to it, but they were always my favorite. And she'd always get the flat, wide green beans too. But I always wanted that and I wish I had gotten it before she died. Well, you know, I have that family recipe cookbook from that side of the family. And guess what I found in that recipe cookbook? It just hit me the other day. I was like,
I should bring you a jar of Aunt Kathy's. We went up, Mom and I and Emily, we went up there over Memorial weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to can some green beans, and then I'm going to do salsa and canned tomatoes just for chili and soups and whatnot. That's all I use tomatoes for, but I love homemade salsa.
I remember being on grandma's porch, and they would get some from a farmer, like those paper bags full of green beans, and we'd pop them. Yeah, I just remember doing that for a long time and thinking that was fun.
Grandma, I think Grandma Waters and Grandpa Waters, their porch was always like my favorite. Yeah. Like it was just always a good time on their porch. A good old hillbilly Baptist front porch.
Yeah.
Painted white, picket fence.
Yes.
It was just, you know, just so like Americana, homely.
Yeah. And they're always, it's not like they just had a porch and they were just sitting out there either. They did have the rocking chairs and stuff out there, but they would also like, you know, we'd be cleaning out those green beans. Yeah. We'd be chucking corn.
Picking on the fiddle and the banjo.
That is so true. They would be doing that too. Yes.
She definitely loaded me up with some green beans and beets. I love her beets.
I don't like fresh beets, but I like pickled, like canned pickled beets. Yeah, like I get them at the salad bar.
That doesn't sound good to me.
They're good.
The pickled beets are so good.
You probably won't like them because you don't like mushrooms. No. They have a very earthy flavor.
Earthy flavor, yeah.
So I doubt you'd like them.
Yeah, probably not then.
Grandma got me into them. She'd eat them, and I'm like, I want to be like Grandma, so let me.
Yeah, the second I got home, I opened one of those jars of beets, and I have a couple beets every day.
Yeah, my tomato's doing real well.
That's good.
My neighbor, he's an old man. He plants in ground, like a vegetable garden, and he just planted his tomatoes like a week or so ago. And I planted mine April 12th because I mixed up. You're supposed to plant after Mother's Day. And for some reason in my head this year, I was like, oh, I'm supposed to plant after Easter. Oops. And because they were very close, only like a month apart this year. But yeah, so I planted my tomato right after Easter. And thankfully, we didn't get a frost, so it didn't die.
Oh, good.
So now I'm ahead of the game. I killed my one last year. I went through two because Pinterest said, tomatoes love Epsom salt. Just add some Epsom salt to the water and the minerals in the Epsom salt will make your tomato thrive. Well,
they lied.
It does, but not when you add too much Epsom salt to the water. Because then you accidentally burn your plant and make the soil in the pot unusable.
Oh my God. It's like, add a teaspoon. And Josh is like, what's a cup? I mean, a cup? I want it to be real juicy.
Well, no, I didn't think I added that much, but they do it like per gallon, but my water is like one of the small ones. So I'm
a small amount.
Quick Josh math in my brain. That's about right. Yeah. Nope. Burn the hell out of it, man. Burn the hell out of it.
I cleaned my fish tank last night.
Oh, good.
Fresh water.
Some water.
How many fish do you have now?
I have 5.
Aw.
Plus a snail. And I swear that snail has doubled in size since I got it.
Oh, yeah. They grow quick.
And I've only had it for, 3 weeks? Mm. 4 weeks, maybe? Yeah.
Thick.
Did you ever figure out who sent it?
We all know
I didn't
who sent
send it.
It.
I did not.
That's a bull. You are the only one that knew I wanted another one.
Did you not talk about it on the episode?
No.
And you didn't tell anyone else?
No. Because I
did not send that to you.
Because I didn't think about it.
Our listeners don't have her address.
Some of them do.
No, they don't.
She uses our mail box for shipping.
Rick would not have my
home address. Michelle would.
She wouldn't either. She's never sent me anything.
She could have gotten it from our friend Rox.
You know Shane's lying.
And Rick could have gotten it from me.
Rox does have my camp. Has my
and Rick could have gotten it from me.
No, I know who done it. It was you.
It sounds like a kind gesture. Does that sound like something I would do?
And that's why you're not owning up to it.
He doesn't want it.
If I sent you that,
see if there I'm
would be
assuming
a dead spider in it.
I could see him sending you a dead fish, but not a fish tank.
See if I'm assuming.
Order that from PetSmart. I'd like a goldfish. Can you kill it
and deliver it and video it so I can watch?
Oh, I see that you have a dead fish right there. I see you have a dead fish.
Can I get that dead fish right there? Thank you.
Sir, it's dead. I know.
I'm assuming it was a Mother's Day present because I got it the week before Mother's Day.
Well, Amber, you buried her with the phone. Maybe she has internet.
Maybe.
Amazon,
never know.
Amazon Primes.
However, see, the place that it came from, that it was delivered by, is the exact same place that Shane and I was at when I realized how much I missed my fish tank.
Oh.
Now, isn't that
It came
a
from that little pet store thing?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you said it came from PetSmart.
No.
Oh.
You're ridiculous.
Lord.
Well, first of all, that little pet store thing, it surprises me that they deliver.
Where?
It's at that little PetSmart. Oh, not PetSmart. It's that little pet store that her and I went to.
Pet Supplies Plus, I think that's what it's called. It's behind the mall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I had never been there before.
You can get anything delivered with Instacart or whatever.
Well, I got there for plants. Oh, wait. I'm thinking of the different one. Never mind.
Yeah, I was thinking, I don't know if they have plants, but I didn't go to the fish section.
It's in the same little plaza thing as B-Dubs.
Oh my gosh, there was this big dog getting a groom. It's a cute little pet store.
It is a really nice little pet store.
But they had this big-ass dog getting groomed.
Oh yeah, he went not
happy.
And
that thing just screamed bloody murder the entire time.
Is that a husky?
I don't know what kind of dog it was.
I think it might have been.
It might have been.
Husky and Great Pyrenees were always very vocal. I mean,
that's exactly. And it was so loud. And it echoes through the entire damn store. Why,
I giggled the whole time.
That's why me and Grooming weren't working out. Because it would be Saturday morning at like 6 in the morning. And you're having to give a dog like that a bath. You're like, shut the hell up, please. God, I love animals, but you're making it real hard right now.
Well, I had Betty with me, and she had never been in that pet store. And as soon as, like, we're in it, that little thing is just, so she's just freaked out, like, oh, my God, what's going to happen to me, you know?
What are they doing to
me? This gave me a headache.
I told the girls at work the other day after I had gotten that, I said, see, this is the way he does things. He will send me things. I'll pretend I don't know who it's from because he doesn't like to pretend that he's nice to me so that I can't thank him for it. So,
I mean, I can take the credit for it, but it wasn't me.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a mystery, Josh?
I do. I'm looking at, I write stuff down too, so I don't forget to talk about it. Oh, I do have a couple jokes.
Okay.
I'll save the funnier ones for Unmasked.
The most racy ones?
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Why
cracks himself up.
Why did the non-binary prospector move to California? There's gold in they them there hills.
Oh my gosh.
That's so clever.
That is very clever.
What do you call someone who likes men and women but can't get a date?
Desperate.
By themselves.
Changing Kim's name on my phone.
By themselves.
By themselves. By them. Them. They. Themselves.
All by myself.
Ridiculous.
Da-da-da. What do you call 1,000 angry lesbians with guns? Militia Etheridge. That one's cute. That one's cute. It's fun. I like that. Let's see. What's my mystery? I wrote it. I was up till 3 last night writing it, so I actually forget what it was about because I was on autopilot. Oh, yes. Oh, it's all coming back to me. Well, I love a good book, either audio or physical. There's just something magical about slipping into another world for a little while, especially the smut books I read. Ooh, baby, a high fae, sexual tension, build up. And ungodly, huge, and veiny wings.
Oh my gosh.
They often have wings. If you were thinking of anything else, you are nasty. Let's be friends.
Let's be friends.
You are my kind of people.
Can't think of nothing nice. Come sit by me. But what about a book that can't be read? Literally, no one on earth knows how to read it, what it's about, or where the hell it came from. It's called the Voynich Manuscript, and it's an ancient book dated to around 1410. Have y'all ever heard of it?
Yes.
Oh, I think it's quite common. Well, not common. Common as in I've heard about it on Ancient Aliens before where I knew how to pronounce the name.
Right.
But I didn't really know much about it.
Yeah, that's me.
Well, today it's kept in Yale University's Rare Book Library. And even after all of these years, no one's any closer to uncovering what those 240 pages say. The book's pages are filled with loopy writing from multiple hands, beautifully drawn pictures of both real and unknown plant and animal species, images of castles floating in the clouds, unknown astrological charts and signs, and even nude women bathing. Because of course, God, it can't be a book without no titties.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man made it, Josh.
I know. That's how you know. Mm-hmm. The writing has left historians, scholars, and linguists scratching their heads and asses for years. The manuscript is divided into several sections that appear to focus on topics such as herbal medicines, astronomy, biology, and even recipes, all based on the illustrations. Since no one's able to tell what the hell they're saying. That would get frustrating. Is it frustrating or frustrating?
Frustrating.
Frustrating. Okay. Just how I say it, it sounds wrong. Frustrating.
Frustrating.
The book got its namesake in 1912 when a rare book dealer named Wilfred Voynich acquired it near Rome. It is believed that one of the book's original owners was the Holy Roman Emperor Rudolf II. Which does make sense. Any book from the 1400s would have been a very wealthy person's property. I mean, they would have been the only ones who would have been able to read it in the first place, mm-hmm. let alone afford it. The text in the Voynich manuscript is written in a language or code that is yet to be deciphered, which has led to a lot of theories and conspiracies about its purpose. Some scholars suggest it could be a form of artificial language or simply an elaborate hoax. There have been numerous attempts to translate it, but none have been universally accepted. You know, of course, there have been linguists and other historians who are like, I think it might say this, but then other ones are like, it don't say that, bro. The history of the manuscript before Wilfred took ownership remains largely unknown. Some believe it could have been created by an unknown author in southern Europe, possibly Italy, while others speculate its origins could lie elsewhere. We do know that it has passed through various hands, including those of a famous alchemist and possibly even other members of nobility. There are even some speculation that it could have been created by a medieval swindler who was just selling fantasy novel books, which would have been a brilliant plan for as, you know, uneducated as they were back then.
Right.
I mean, those peasants want a book that symbolizes wealth, you know, kind of like how people buy like designer labels with their tax check. Like, oh, this will make me look like I'm rich carrying this Louis Vuitton, even though I'm eating ramen every night.
Right.
One of the owners of the book from the 17th century, a botanist and herbalist, actually wrote his name on one of the pages to show he owned it. So his name is one of the one things you actually can read in the book. His name was Jacobu du Tepenac, allegedly. And based on his profession as an herbalist, you can see why he would have a book depicting plant species. They dated the book back to the 1400s using radiocarbon dating in 2009, and scientists also found out that the paper hadn't been written on previously and was made out of calf skin. And they even found out that it took around 15 entire calves to make the book. So you can see why books were so expensive back then. If that's just for to get the paper, you got to skin 15 calves. Ugh. The current binding of the book is made of goat skin, but is not the original. The original probably just deteriorated over time.
Oh, I'm sure.
All of the pictures in the book are drawn with ink, but they're sloppily covered in, and some historians believe that they were filled in with color at a later date than the original production. Like, maybe one of the owners was just like, oh, well, but based on how sloppy the paintings are, they think that it wasn't like an artist or any of the illustrators. If you look up pictures of the pages of the Voyik manuscript, the words that are written in the book, my brain can't even focus on them to try to even attempt to decipher them. So anybody who's tried, you know, for longer than 5 minutes, kudos to them. Just the way it's, I don't know, my brain, it's kind of like if you mix Chinese, Arabic, and English together into a hunglobby of word, and my brain was just like, cannot compute. Smoke started coming out of my ears. It kind of made me think of, you know how our brains can fill in a misspelled word as long as the first and the last letter are correct in it? It kind of made, the way it made my brain feel is the exact opposite of that. Where even though you're like, I know these words must be spelled correctly, but my brain can't read them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
But will the Voyik manuscript remain a part of our mysterious past? Or is there a Rosetta Stone type translator just waiting to be discovered? Some believe its illustrations are from another world, while others think Voynich was just a con man. Until we find out more, have a great time imagining what all those pages could be saying. Dun dun dun.
Interesting.
So the reason that Kim and I know that mystery, Josh.
Yeah.
It's because,
have you seen it?
On December 19th, 2023, you covered Kentucky's Blue Mystery and I covered this manuscript.
Oh.
Which is, now we're even because I did one of your mysteries.
Yeah.
And then now you've done one of mine. I was like, I feel like I remember
this. I still need.
For 2023, that's.
Well, that's what's good about this. I have no memory of it.
Mm-hmm. Right? Well, I knew vaguely just from when you started talking about it. I was like,
well, I
remember the naked women.
I almost looked to see if we had done it, but I was like, I just got off work and I've already picked this topic and I've already started working on it. So I'm not even going to look.
I've talked about before making a list of all the ones that we have that.
And Kim, where's that list?
And I
Josh, it's her, it's your, it's her fault.
It's only happened twice. And, you know, it doesn't bother me because, you know, two different minds working on the same thing will come up with different things that we have discovered, different, like, oh, well, I thought about this when I did it.
And it was so long ago, too.
Oh, yeah.
2023.
Well, I have my ending segment, and it's a kind of a mixture of the two. Yeah. And it's called Bless Your Grass.
Oh, my gosh.
This week, we have a double whammy. This week, we have a double whammy, a bless your heart and a touch grass together in the most literal sense. It goes to a man who has spent the past year completely overhauling his physical health. He was courageous and dedicated enough to not only put in the hard work, but far surpass every expectation along the way. Through it all, he has altered his lifestyle, diet, career, employment, and further education in pursuit of a happier and healthier self. Along the way, thanks to his newfound self-confidence, he has blossomed into a more involved member of his community and a sweet and spectacular dog dad. And I have waited a long time for him to join me in the joy of gardening and touching grass. And I look forward to all of the extra years we now have to spend in our old age drinking coffee and sharing gardening advice.
And talking shit.
As we remember Kim, who will be dust at that point.
Bitches.
Oh, that's so true.
So Shane, you get our first ever. Bless your grass.
You. Bless my grass.
That's funny. I was so inspired after seeing all this last week. I stopped on my way home and bought a bunch of plants. And now I have flowers on my front porch.
See, it is an addiction.
I swore I wasn't going to do that this year just because I didn't want to do the upkeep on it.
It just makes me so happy. It's hard work. It's sweaty. It's dirty. But coming home, like, my porch is so full and vibrant right now. Like, I've had my plants planted over a month. So they're, you know, they've taken in and they're thickened out. And it just, you don't have to spend a lot of money. You can go spend $10 to get some. Oh, yeah. You know, just, and it brings birds and butterflies.
You know, at the mall in Muncie, they always had that greenhouse in the spring. Mm-hmm. That's what it was, only for some reason it's at Dillman's on Walnut now. So that's where I stopped, and they were clearing all their stuff out. So I got 20% off of all my stuff.
Awesome. So nice. I always went to Wise's. Wise's was always my favorite.
Yeah, Wise's. I like that, too. I went there last year and bought 3 new house plants there.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys have a favorite, like, outdoor flower?
My favorite flower is a daisy. They're like sunshine and a flower, and it makes me smile every time I see them. But at my house, I have 2 roses. I have my peachy rose, which is my favorite type of rose. But my blood splatter roses bloomed just the other day. Ooh. I just took a picture of them before I left.
Oh, I was going to say, have you taken a picture of them?
And they're really cool.
Oh, where'd you get it?
That greenhouse in Peru I was telling you about. They have dozens of different colors of roses. And they are so cool. They look like a crime scene was just committed on them. My favorite that I have this year are... pansies. No, not pansies. I forget what it starts with a P. Not pansies or peonies, another pea flower that I can't remember the name of. But they are...
Oh, no, perennial.
They're called Cosmo.
Oh, yeah, and they're really
great. Yeah, and they look like... I've got a picture. They look like the universe in a flower. And it is fascinating. I didn't do the glow-in-the-dark ones. I just can't spend $30 on...
Oh, that is cool.
A flower really like pretty. That. That's got, you know, that...
Yeah.
When I have my own home and can put it in ground to come back every year, I will, but I'll wait.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
My space flowers are my favorite.
I don't remember the name of the ones that I got.
I got a decorative grass, too. I'm excited for it. It's pink, green, and white. And it's really, really cool looking. It's like a fountain where it, you know, looks cool. It's only about that big now, but it'll get about 3 feet tall. But it's pink. I'm like, I got pink grass.
I got pink grass.
And I've got all my little gnomes. I've got like a dozen gnomes of various sizes scattered on my porch.
You do those little bitty like gnome scenes or whatever, like the little fairy ones or whatever.
Well, I love everywhere you look. I like hidden gnomes too. Mm. That way when someone's like bending down to look at the flowers, they'll be like, there's a gnome sticking out at me. I love it. Just so fun.
And you know the only person who ever does that is Josh.
I do. I'll go, oh, drink my coffee. Oh, look, a little gnome. Look, hey, Bert. Bartholomew, how's it going? Yes, I have a gnome named Bartholomew.
Oh, good Lord.
He's my white gnome.
That's a Ziggy's middle name.
Bartholomew, I love that. That's one of my favorite male names.
Emily always had a fascination of making our dog's middle names or something really outlandish.
Oh, you know me. Anastasia Beaverhausen. Mm-hmm. I love a royal name for a dog.
Ziggy Bartholomew. And I don't remember... Oh, Bugsy's. It was Bugsy Malone. I don't remember what she named Boone. I don't remember what his middle name is, but it's something crazy, too.
Anastasia Amelia Beaverhausen. Amelia from The Princess Bride.
Right.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm so gay. It's not funny. My dog's name is after the Princess Bride or the Princess Diaries.
Oh, I was going to say the Princess Bride or the Princess Diaries.
And
I still watch
Will
those
and
movies
Grace.
Every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
I love the Princess
They're
Diaries.
They're doing another one.
Are they?
Yeah. They're, I believe it's in production right now. And Julie Andrews, you know, they're like, we got to get it before she goes.
Yeah.
All these British old actresses are going. Let's get
right.
Julie and Dame Judy and let's get them in movies while we can. Yeah, I'm not sure what the plot is. I'm hoping it's going to be like her kid. Like she's going to have a kid.
Oh, yeah.
She got married in the last one.
Right.
Yeah.
I hope, probably.
The first one's still my favorite, though. I love the first one. Shut up. I beg your pardon.
Beg your pardon.
Shut up.
I like it when Julie Andrews is doing the mattress surfing in the second one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hello. Oh, such a good movie.
Julie Andrews, is she the...
Mary Poppins.
Okay, so I'm not thinking of her. What's the lady's name who was in Princess, the younger girl?
Oh, Anne Hathaway.
Yeah,
from Devil Wears Prada.
Did you guys know that when she first was like trying to become famous, like she was trying to get an acting career, that she was dating a man who ended up going to prison?
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, he committed a bunch of financial crimes. Like, huge scandal.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
I do. My favorite fact about her is her name is Anne Hathaway, and William Shakespeare's wife was named Anne Hathaway. Mm. And if you look up a picture of Anne Hathaway current with her current husband, and you look up a picture of William Shakespeare and her current husband, identical.
Oh, that's weird.
No.
Not like, oh, they kind of resemble. Identical.
Mm.
It's like it's reincarnation, right? Like it is.
We're going to look.
It's a conspiracy too. They're like kind of like that Taylor Swift Satan reincarnation Satanist cult lady who looks like Taylor Swift from like the 80s. There's a whole like Illuminati reincarnation cloning blah blah blah. But very fascinating. I think it's fun. Anne Hathaway and William.
Oh yeah, I can see it.
I don't believe his name is William, though. That would have been just cherry on top.
It's Bill.
Yeah, I mean, they are really
that is
similar.
Very
uncanny,
crazy.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
yes,
like all the
is.
Facial features.
Yeah, even the hair, the nose. Like, and William Shakespeare was a very unique looking man. Uncanny.
Yeah, so weird.
That is weird.
Yeah, all you listening, Google it.
Yeah, Google it.
It's very, it's like, oh, maybe reincarnation is real. Cause
and Anne has like a very specific nose.
Yeah.
And so
I haven't looked up what Anne Hathaway looked like, though, like William's wife. I hadn't looked up if there's any resemblance between her and current Anne.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm looking, looking at it now.
This is what I got. What is this? What
okay. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I mean, the nose is definitely there. And she has these like wide,
I don't know if
she has these circular eyes. Yeah. And they have these like circular eyes. But even like with William Shakespeare and what's her husband's name?
I have no idea.
Okay. Whatever her husband's name is. He has that like, well, first off, they have the same nose, same lip, same facial hair, same head hair.
Pointy, little bit of a pointy.
But then he has that like,
yeah, the
weird nose insert of the eye thing.
Yeah, it's very
it's all like the same.
Specific
yeah, that
and
is
unique.
So crazy. Yeah.
You guys have blown your minds.
You have.
Yeah.
Wow. How about that?
So yeah, reincarnation is real.
And William Shakespeare, and it looks like she may have had a widow's peak, but I can't tell if they would have just painted that on.
It makes it me, it really stirs the romantic in me, you know, like, oh, their love was so real that
they literally came back again.
And, yeah. Oh, like that Robin Williams movie, the one where his wife dies and he dies and goes to heaven. What Dreams May Come. Have you all seen that? Oh, it's so good.
I think so.
Robin Williams is in it and Cuba Gooding Jr., I think.
Oh, I need to watch it.
So it's from like the early 90s. I watched it a few months ago more recently, and it's still it's a very deep movie, but it goes along the lines similar to my spiritual beliefs, not the whole, they do have a version of hell in it that I don't correlate with, but like your afterlife is however you imagine it. So like his wife was an artist, a painter. So his heaven, when he first got there, he was like literally in one of her paintings, like the walls of the house were like made of paint and whatnot. And
interesting.
Then in the end of it, that, well, I don't want to spoil it for you, but the ending is similar to that where it's like, well, let's go another round. We'll find each other. Like, oh, so romantic.
I finished watching that Pee Wee Herman documentary.
Yeah, I still haven't watched it yet.
We need to put, I think that's the one we need to put it on Patreon for the Be the First One to Watch. Mm. I finished watching it and I was very surprised at the end of it.
So you liked it?
I sat and bawled my eyes out.
Oh.
Yeah, I was really surprised.
Yeah, I'm trying to watch it this weekend then. When are you going to start making those posts?
Probably tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll probably do like a Sunday to Saturday thing or something.
You can schedule them if that's easier.
Yeah, I just haven't had a chance to do it.
I got you.
I need to re-listen to that too so I can get make sure I have them in the right order because I know I did skip a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Skip around a little bit.
Not the same from your notes.
No.
I got you.
No, because that one wasn't until like almost to the end of my notes. And
what's on your shirt?
At the beginning.
Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan.
Oh, okay. Did you get that at a concert?
Mm-hmm.
I figured.
Yep.
You're just a concert hoe.
I haven't been to one in a few years.
I've not gotten invited to one.
The last time I went was the year that I had surgery.
I think the last one I went to was
Straight No Chaser at
that straight country man we went to.
Oh, yeah, the three. Well, you went with our buddy, and then I brought Josh.
Was it Dierks Bentley?
Yeah, there we go. Mm.
I like that little box, though.
That was nice.
Yeah, those are awesome.
I like that a lot.
Kim and Dave sat next to the smoking section, and they were blazed. I was like, how do we get seats over there?
Yeah, they were. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the people right next to us.
Kim kept having to order snacks.
Right.
That was nice. You get a little.
Yeah, they just like come right out and deliver it.
Yeah, you have to go wait in the VIP section. Yeah.
It's really cool. It spoils you.
Well, never.
After that, you're like, I'd rather just not go to a concert. Mm-hmm. Lawn seats?
Yeah, it's hard to go back after sitting in those VIP seats. And since the company change where Dave works at now, those will be no more. So we won't ever get any of those anymore.
Cheap bastards.
Right.
Yeah. Makes me mad.
Well, do you guys have anything else?
No.
I'll do my outro. Well, join us on Patreon for exclusive bonus episodes of Unmasked and peek into our personal lives.
Give you a peek.
Give you a peek, baby. By becoming a member, you'll enjoy benefits like direct messaging and special Patreon-only live events with games, mysteries, and exciting prizes.
Prizes?
Plus, be a part of Kim's incredible journey as she transforms into a woman.
I think we have a date for that, don't we?
Yes, we are going to do it on June 28th. Saturday, June 28th, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
I'm so excited.
You can find us on Instagram and Patreon by searching the username at It's Mystery Inc. And don't miss out. Visit our website at itsmysteryinc.com where you can buy our merchandise, necklaces, little dicks. We got shirts. We got cups. We got it all.
We got it all.
And we'd love to connect with you. So send us a postcard at P.O. Box 690 Wabash, Indiana 46992. And thank you for being a part of our gang. And don't forget, instead of coming out as queer, just tell them you're a criminal in 72 countries like me. Be a rebel.
Ridiculous.
It's true. I'm a criminal in 72 countries. That makes you feel like a badass. Right. I'm like, ooh, you couldn't breaking handle all of this. Brings out my Madea in me. Venus and Serena.
I love Madea.
Are you a criminal in 72 countries? Then you best not use that tone of voice with me.
Well, Kim would be if she has an opinion.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
She's covered. She's showing her skin.
There she is.
Get her. See her. Get her. I'm gonna come get her.
So a stoner.
Where? Talk about me like I ain't here. Well, we'll talk at you guys on Unmasked. And I got a couple more gay dirty jokes. Not so dirty. I was gonna do dirty ones, but after a couple of the gay dirty jokes I Googled, I'm like, nope, we gays are too dirty. These are for gay eyes only. The straights cannot handle this amount of gay dirtiness. These are filth.
Yeah, and we're,
make me blush.
And we're also going to call one of our patrons to have them give us a mystery.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So join us on Unmasked, and we'll talk at you later.
Bye. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou. forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.